Good morning. It's 8:38, Finger Lakes Morning News, and it's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. Seems like we do this every couple of weeks or so. Laura Turbide is here. Welcome back.
Good morning, Ted.
So we love our old guests, our old friends, we call them, but we love to meet new ones and make new friends, too, which we're going to do in a moment. Anything in terms of news or notes or campaigns or new buildings or...
Yeah, I've got three news and notes before we meet our guests, who I'm always excited when I can bring somebody new. 30th anniversary at the Jim Dooley Center for Early Learning. Incredible. We've been serving the community as well as our own employees with our child care center, the first accredited in the region years ago. But we're having a fall barn dance to celebrate Saturday, October 5th from 3 to 6. With that, there's chicken barbecue, great fun for the kids, pony rides, etc. Also raising a little bit of money for a playground there. 30th anniversary for Jim Dooley.
One more day of the farmer's market next Monday, final farmer's market of the year.
You are staying on it, exactly. We also have Dr. Mark is going to do a talk in Canandaigua on Wednesday, October 30th, so people can mark their calendars now. Evaluation and treatment plans for osteoarthritis of the knee. As everybody knows, Dr. Mark has a real passion for sports medicine, a real expertise, so he is going to be out, but he also works with sort of those weekend athletes as well as the real official ones. So
yeah.
Come on out to the New York Kitchen in Canandaigua. Give us a call at 787-4636. And finally, I would not be doing my job if I didn't talk about the fact that we are promoting the walk-in Wednesdays for mammography.
Right.
So for mammography, we are in Penyan. We're doing the third Wednesdays of the month, October 16th, November 20th, and December 18th. Or in Geneva, the second Mondays, October 14th, November 11th, and December 9th. So again, you can walk in for a mammogram. We know how important it is. We know how important early detection is. So if it just hasn't fit into your schedule to make an appointment, you do have to be a year out from your last appointment and obviously fit some of the screening guidelines, of course. But again, we'll make it easy for you. No cost. We can get low cost, no cost going for you. So just critical to get out there.
And then remind me, I'm brain locking here. Is the new 3D machine in at Soldiers and Sailors?
It will be coming in October.
Will be soon. Okay. I couldn't remember. I knew it was either close or...
Yeah.
Okay, so October.
3D in at Geneva and coming in October to celebrate Breast Health Month in
awesome.
Penyan. And I'll be back here with guests to talk about that and to invite people to an open house.
All right, new person.
Brand new. So I'm very happy, always thrilled when we can bring someone new to our community. As everyone who listens any regularly or even sporadically knows, recruiting physicians to our region in a rural area, there is a huge shortage. We feel so grateful that we've had such really good fortune. We've been blessed with incredibly talented physicians who've chosen to live here. So we have Dr. Jonathan Rodriguez. He is our new cardiologist who has joined Geneva General Cardiology Associates. His office is in the medical office building on the Geneva General Hospital campus, which is 200 North Street. He practices with Pam Hobart, our nurse practitioner, who has been a longstanding partner with us in helping care for people and from a cardiology perspective. So Dr. Rodriguez did undergrad at University of Pennsylvania, then did medical school at, we were just talking about this, State University at Stony Brook, and then has done, obviously, his residency and fellowship, et cetera, training that he will talk a little bit more about. But really, we know cardiac disease still continues to be really the number one, really a number one concern for people. And and it's something that we can, for the most part, in many cases, have a little bit of say in as a patient in terms of how we advocate for ourselves and how we modify those things that put us at risk and how does our own behaviors play into our risk for cardiac disease. So I'm welcoming Dr. Rodriguez as our first-time guest. Thrilled. If you'd love to get to meet him, we'll have other opportunities. But this way, you'll get sort of a first welcome.
All right, Dr. Rodriguez, welcome. It's great to have you here.
Well, thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Laura told us a little bit about your background, so I guess my first question is, how did you survive driving on Long Island at Stony Brook? I say you get bumper-to-bumper traffic, and it's going 90.
Yeah, it was definitely rough. I remember living in Stony Brook. It wasn't too bad out there. It's a little bit closer to what it is here, but commuting to Winthrop, which is where I did my residency and my fellowship, that was an hour and a half easy, and that's for 30 miles.
So I'm always curious how people select their specialties. Did you think of yourself as a potential cardiologist all along, or at what point did you decide that was your direction?
It's funny how life is sometimes. Things kind of happen by chance. I started off in medical school doing some research under Smadar Koric. She's a non-invasive cardiologist at Stony Brook also. Dabbling in echo here and there, which is an ultrasound of the heart. And from there, I just kind of liked grew to like that field. And, you know, cardiology happens to be one of the fields that has one of the biggest, most robust amount of literature behind it. And that kind of drew me to it in terms of having something concrete and evidence-based to go by when you're making decisions for your patients.
And then I know in terms of Finger Lakes Health, a lot of people choose this area because of the lifestyle. How much do you look at the overall philosophy of the company? I mean, I've been doing these segments every 2 weeks now for 13 years, so I've learned a lot about Finger Lakes Health, and they're very forward-looking and always on top of the new trends and everything. Is that something that you look at and search out?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's important to have the modern diagnostic tools that cardiology is advancing in and continues to do so. And Finger Lakes Health definitely has everything that at least we need in the non-invasive world to make decisions that we need for patients, diagnose them, and treat them appropriately.
And you said non-invasive. That's one of the biggest things in the field in all of medicine, but especially in cardiology, is there's a lot less having to, you know, I remember the days of, cutting ribs and spreading them open and all that kind of thing. You don't have to do as much of that anymore.
Yeah, there's definitely a trend and a push towards minimally invasive. Obviously, patient options weigh heavily in regards to that. But, you know, there's a lot of literature nowadays in regards to minimally invasive techniques, even for valve replacement, for example, that are moving patients in that direction. And a lot of the support that goes into that is non-invasive imaging in regards to coronary CT, echocardiography, nuclear imaging, for example.
So you mentioned that right before we came on, coronary CT. What is that?
So it's a way of directly visualizing the arteries of the heart. You know, the older kind of hardware that we had with CAT scans didn't really let us in terms of the ability of the imaging, but now they've gotten so good that we can see down to the millimeter. You know, that allows us to image the coronary arteries that you would normally do on a catheterization and in a non-invasive way that doesn't involve the same kind of bleeding risk.
Let's go back to kind of square one, which is prevention. And one of the things I get to do in these segments is seek free medical advice myself. I'm almost to the magic 60th birthday. So
right.
In general, what should people be doing and what should I be doing as an almost 60-year-old to make sure that I don't have to come see you?
Right. So, you know, a lot of the big push in cardiology, in addition to the minimally invasive, is prevention and, you know, kind of preventing things from happening in the first place. That has to do a lot with modifying risk factors that Laura had mentioned before. For example, hypertension, cholesterol, and overall lifestyle, keeping active. Those are really important things to keep in mind as you get older, especially where, you know, we kind of tend, as you get into retirement, you kind of loosen up a little bit, you get out of your routine, but it's still important to keep a healthy lifestyle.
And we would be remiss if we didn't talk about how it still matters to quit smoking whenever you can.
Absolutely.
And as hard as that is, and I'm somebody who struggles more on the like eating healthily side and exercising side, I do know and I see so many people that when they finally make that decision, it just is literally never too late. So while it's hard and sometimes it might take multiple times, quitting smoking is still a really big important key in terms of coronary risk.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the big thing about quitting smoking is after about 2 or 3 years, your risk for coronary disease in terms of the acceleration of coronary disease decreases to about the same as the average person who hasn't been smoking. That doesn't undo the damage that smoking has already done, but at least you can stop it from progressing.
So in the headlines right now is vaping. It was originally sold as an alternative to smoking with fewer, you know, still your nicotine, but fewer of the other dangerous chemicals. Have people in your profession studied these ingredients, and is the risk of heart trouble from vaping more or less the same as regular smoking? Or
well, a lot of it has to do with the products that are in vaping. A lot of it is nicotine. You're still getting that nicotine dependence. In terms of the cardiology world, it hasn't really been that well studied, but there are a lot of articles out in the press now in regards to young kids dying from vaping, from lung disease more than coronary disease, and it's that's a big thing.
Is it frustrating as a cardiologist, because your profession has been preaching for years the lifestyle diet changes, and yet largely in America we don't do it. We still eat fatty, salty stuff and too much of it. Is that frustrating at times, that you just want to grab people and say, you don't have to be this way?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely frustrating. I mean, part of the problem is that access to those kinds of foods is so easy. You know, if you're working a night shift, for example, and you go out on break, you're going to be hard-pressed to find something that's open that has healthy options for you. So, you know, for people like that, it's a lot of meal prep and getting things from home. Home-cooked meals are always better than eating out if you want to eat healthy.
Dr. Jonathan Rodriguez is with us, a brand-new cardiologist with Finger Lakes Health, the Geneva General Cardiology Associates. In terms of, I just lost my train of thought here. Signs, warning signs of heart difficulty.
So, you know, it can vary depending on your age, but we have what we call typical features for, let's say, angina, for example. And that is chest pain on the left side usually goes to the arm, hits the jaw also. Red flags with that, doesn't go away, lasting minutes, getting worse, you're nauseous, sweaty. Those are all kind of warning signs from your body. Whenever you get nauseous and sweaty, that something's wrong. So whenever you feel like that, it's probably best not to drive yourself to the emergency room because bad things can happen along the way. It's always best to call 911.
We always hear the colloquial term heart attack in terms of what's happening in that muscle. What does that mean?
So the heart attack in terms of what people normally think of, you know, people come rushing into the emergency room, for example, that has to do with cholesterol plaque in the arteries of the heart that has essentially ruptured and opens exposes the blood to a lot of inflammatory pathogens and basically closes off the vessel. And basically within the next 90 minutes, which is where the 90 minutes door to balloon time comes from, to getting the artery open. So within the next 90 minutes or so, you get death of the heart tissue. And unfortunately, heart tissue doesn't repair itself, doesn't really regenerate. So that is usually permanent damage.
And of course, Laura, one of the things that Finger Lakes Health has done for years that we've talked about is the cardiac prehab program, where people who might have some of those risk factors can come in and can make some of those lifestyle changes before it's too late.
We have. So I think we've always had that commitment to doing some just community education, just getting out there just like we are right now in terms of what is some of the community education so people understand the medications they're on, they understand how does hypertension or high blood pressure factor in, what are some of the things that we can do, everything from smoking to medications they're on, the connection between, for example, living with diabetes and having risk for cardiac disease. There's a lot of ways in which we can educate our community, and we are absolutely still, you know, out there committed to doing so and really committed to doing it on the front end, where people actually, we know that those same principles that we've put into play for cardiac rehab have worked when and help prevent a secondary event. And so we know if we can push that down a little bit, push that down into communities that may be at risk or people that we've said might need the information at a time to really prevent things.
All right, Dr. Rodriguez, how does someone contact you?
So they can call the office. Office number is 315-787-4204. And you could make an appointment. We usually don't book out very far, so we're pretty open for urgent cases, and any referring doctors that have patients can usually get us.
And if you're in Yates County, the number for Penn Yan at Soldiers and Sailors is 315-787-4204. Dr. Jonathan Rodriguez, brand-new cardiologist with Finger Lakes Health, welcome. I'm sure we'll talk again. Pleasure to get to know you.
Thank you.
Laura, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Great to see you.
Thanks very much. Stay healthy, everyone. 8:53 on the Finger Lakes Morning News.